Today at Kauainam, October 9th, it's Friday, our time on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. Our pilgrim from Australia departed today. Back to Australia, take our love and blessings to all the temples there. These are beautiful Tamil temples created by Sri Lankans who fled to Australia because of the war in their country. Really beautiful temples, and he's taking our love back to all of my devotees in Australia, a visitor from Hollywood, other visitors from Japan representing Japanese groups that are coming here in February wondering if they would be welcome at Kauai's Hindu Monastery. And yes, of course, they're bringing three groups of about 60 people each to take a beautiful nature walk and see the 700-pound wish-fulfilling crystal Shivalingam. Each one will make a wish and be given a beautiful strand of golden beads that have been on the crystal, absorbing its energy and power for quite some time. And our little cat was hurt. Must have gotten hit by a car or something. We have about 20 cats here at Kauainam because in the sugarcane fields that surround us, there are about a million rats. But also, our cats and cows and birds tell us many things. We have to listen to their language, and we do listen to their language. They tell us when negativity happens. Our temple guards are living on the astral plane. They also protect our temple and our monastery. The local people that lived all their life on the island have seen them and approach with great respect the Gaudiya Hindu temple. Well, we found the cat by writing a letter and burning it in the sacred fire to our most active and willing genie, who took us to ride to where the cat was lost in a field, our neighbor's field. So those are the happenings at Kauainam. Now, how about you? I've been reading Merging with Shiva to make a CD of the entire book. I think it'll be about 26 CDs total. Gurudeva's talking books. And we hope you will all have a copy. It's really beautiful. It's really inspiring. It tells how the soul is a lotus flower. But where did a lotus flower come from? I gave this talk to a group of devotees about 45 years ago. Lotus flower comes from the mud. It's a seed. It's in the mud. But that seed, like your soul, is in tune with the ever-present life force of the entire universe, the life emanating imminently out from Lord Shiva. And it bursts open, becomes roots, becomes a stem, and is conscious of the water. Rising above the water, it becomes leaves, and conscious of the air and sunlight. And the sunlight nourishes from above, and the mud nourishes from below. Does that not sound like your life? Certainly is life on this planet. We are nourished from above, sometimes all too rarely. And nourished from below, sometimes most of the time. Below is the instinctive mind. The water represents intellectual mind. The sunlight, of course, is God consciousness, super consciousness, the divine self. And then the bud appears, rising above the water, opens into a beautiful flower. You are on the spiritual path. And as consciousness expands, as the kundalini flows up imperceptibly through the stem, consciousness expands. I'm really amazed at how many institutions of kundalini experiences there are in today's world. I mean, we should have hundreds and hundreds of jnanis, of people getting their message from the inside. We should have a better world. We should be listening to them. They should be making differences and changes in every community where they live. Because when the Kundalini is awake and active, it expands consciousness, and expanded consciousness makes a difference within lower consciousness. Makes sense. The lotus flower comes out of the mud, therefore understands the mud. The stem understands the water and the currents of the water. The leaves, observing the rays of the sun, understands life. All of this supports the bud. And as the flower opens, great intelligence comes. Intelligence that does not come from other people's opinions or from books. A knowing and a dynamic, shall we say, soul qualities. So we're looking at these Kundalini Institutes and their professors and seeing, are they getting results? Are they getting results? If the Kundalini is nurtured in the right way, planted in the right kind of mud, the right kind of water, the right kind of sunshine, with no trees shading it out, then are we on the spiritual path? Are we on the religious path of the Sanatana Dharma? Of course we are. This is spiritual unfoldment. This is the life that you keep coming back and back and back into flesh. Reincarnation, re-entering flesh. Don't ask me why this happens. It just happens. Until at such a time, it doesn't happen anymore. Until such a time, we're free and can exist in higher states of consciousness without drawing energy from the mud, without drawing energy from the water, without drawing energy from the sun, but being the sun itself.